Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR TV, our friends at theopenmat.com. I want to head back east, if I can, in this interview. I want to talk to a young man who has literally amazed those. He's been in the round of 12 on several occasions. He wrestles for Penn, and this year he gets to wrestle his senior year with Matt Valenti. Oh, my. As assistant coach at UPenn, he joins us now. Does Raleigh Peterkin. Raleigh, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're doing a summer. Is it like a job or an internship at in banking in Manhattan, right?
Yeah, I'm working at RBC, the Royal Bank of Canada. I'm doing a capital markets internship. And I just started about 2 weeks ago, living in the city, working out at the New York Athletic Club, and getting the full experience.
That's pretty cool. Now, Scottish and Italian descent, so working for the Royal Bank of Canada is not too far a stretch from the Crown. I love drawing inconsequential comparisons, man, especially this late at night. You are going to be wrestling in the Adam Fry Classic coming up July 17th, and I know Josh Lieben is very excited to have you a part of this. Matter of fact, if you go to the open mat, you can actually see your picture there. And yeah, that's pretty cool that, you know, you're one of those highlighted guys. But why are you wrestling? Why do you find this to be something you want to do?
I mean, I'm really excited about this event. I know Josh has put a lot of work into it, and I've spoken with him, and his enthusiasm really just, you know, rubs off on everyone involved, and we always just want to do it for Adam. I mean, I went last year, and it was a really special time, and it's hard to imagine that just a year ago he was there up there speaking and, you know, motivating everyone, and he was just a great guy. So I think we're all excited to take part in this event.
When you think about your life, when you think about your athleticism, the comparisons are really quite obvious. You guys were very similar in height, size, weight, etc., even age. Knowing how much he struggled and suffered in his treatment, trying to, you know, beat cancer, it had to be motivating to you even then, and maybe even now as an athlete. Does he play around the edges of your memories?
Definitely. I mean, when we first found out about his cancer and everything, it was just totally mind-boggling. I mean, it could have been anyone. Like you said, we're the same age and gold and everything like that. And the way he handled himself and the way he struggled and really, you know, just grit his teeth with determination, you could tell. I mean, anyone who read his blog or talked to him or knew him knew that he was just such a fighter. And I think that spirit definitely rubbed off on me, and I still think about it and a lot. So yes, it does motivate me.
And I gotta believe at some levels too, it's pretty inspirational too, because you guys wear, without having sleeves, with your singlets, you wear your heart on your sleeve. The talent is obvious. It's either there that day and all the hard work is on display, or you may suffer a loss, whatever. But Adam was prepared, as most athletes, most wrestlers, specifically most wrestlers, are prepared for whatever comes that day. You're going to do your level best to be your best. Do you remember your first wrestling match? Take me back.
My first wrestling match? I guess the better story is my first practice. I remember I was like a little kid, and I was, you know, I had so much energy. My parents took me to practice, and you know, I was in third grade, and I think I came back, and I was like, this is the best thing ever, because, you know, I just had so much energy. And I wound up losing my first match, close one, but I came off the mat, and I, like, jumped into my dad. I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah. So you got it right away. I mean, it takes some kids years, but you understood you were having fun, you were being athletic,
yeah,
you were playing. And look what it's turned into. It's turned into a life of a great college education, friendships, relationships with people that you would never have run into if you had never been in this sport. And you know,
as well as I do.
Let's face it, Peterkin, we're a different breed of people. Okay? That's not bad. It's an observation. We are a different breed of people, very unique.
Yeah, and I mean, we're all a little different and unique, and Adam was definitely, you know, a different breed from everyone else. He was even tougher than everyone. He was, you know, more competitive, and he was definitely, you know, always wanted to be better and always wanted to be a step ahead of everything. So, yeah, I think he definitely fits that mold.
Was Blair Academy a good thing for Adam, or was Adam a good thing for Blair, or would you say that it would be hard pressed, you would be hard pressed to discern the difference? In other words, was that a great fit as well as it was for you?
I think that Adam definitely, like, I have trouble picturing him without Blair. I think that that was his home in many ways, and I think that it was such an important part of his life, and I think that, you know, he was an important part of Blair. He was a captain when I was there on the team. He was, you know, one of the hardest workers I've ever seen, really, and so he really led by example, and I think that, you know, he was definitely crucial to the success that Blair had during those years as well.
We're talking with Raleigh Peterkin. We get to watch him wrestle this year. We absolutely get to watch him wrestle. And I know Matt Valeni's been doing some work with you, and actually quite a bit of time. And it's not getting any easier, Raleigh, is it? I mean, the East is not just rising, it's fierce. The competition is intense. The
mm-hmm.
competition across the country is incredible right now. And
yep.
there are a lot of people that is that are predicting, you know, Cornell to win the national championships this year. Do you have any kind of a take on this? I mean, you don't have to predict your competition to win, but can you feel the gentle shift of the power of wrestling moving around the country as I can?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they have a very strong team and a lot of good individuals on the team. And I think in general our conference, the EIWA, has made huge strides in the last 5-10 years. I know that our alumni come back and watch the matches and say, like, damn, you know, I can't believe you have this many guys. You know, like, I think we had, what, 3 national finalists this past year or something like that, you know. So, I mean, the whole level of competition has definitely risen. And I think that speaks for the whole NCAA as well, with, you know, diminishing number of teams due to Title IX. I think that everyone you wrestle is really good, and especially at the NCAA tournament with the new qualifying system, there's no easy draw anywhere. So, yeah, the whole level of competition is rising.
I'll take it back. If you had a match to take back, I got to believe it would be Edinburgh's Paul Donahoe. What do you think?
What do you mean by that?
If you had an opportunity to re-wrestle that matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Would you... I mean, do you remember your victories or your losses? Which one? And every athlete's a little bit different in their response, but generally it's an A or B. Which one is it for you?
I mean, definitely my losses. And, you know, that match in particular is, you know, tough in the second day of the NCAA tournament. You know, you grind out there, and he's a tough guy. But, I mean... Yeah, definitely my losses. You know, you try to learn something from every loss, and it's painful and it hurts. But, you know, it's just part of the sport. You got to take your wins and enjoy them, and losses will come too.
I remember a match you had with Tyler Clark. Iowa State's Tyler Clark. It was a 4-1 win over that tough young man. And I just remembered that determination that was on your face, that there was nothing that was going to stand in your way between you and that victory. Is that something that just, is it come over you? Is it wash over you? Like, I mean, sometimes I describe wrestling as magic waters. You're either in it or you're not. But that particular match, it just seemed like there was nothing that was going to stand in your way of victory.
Yeah, I mean, that was early on in the tournament. Was that 2 years ago? I scored a few points early on. It's one of the best feelings in wrestling when you can get a few points on the board, and you can really just try to break an opponent and keep scoring points. And so, yeah, I mean, it feels good, and you got to get that momentum at the NCAA tournament.
You've had some incredible matches, a lot of tech falls, major decisions, pins. Our show, of course, called Takedown, is called that because it's one of my favorite things to see you guys do. It's when you get out there and you start to dominate. You take that guy down, and that's just showing and putting forth all that you've learned, that single, that double, that high crotch, that fireman, whatever it is you're going to employ to do it. But watching you in action is nothing short of spectacular. And we get to see it this July 17th at the Adam Fry Classic. Why should people come out and watch this? Why should they come out and fork over their bucks and buy a singlet or be there to watch wrestling July 17th at Rider University? Why should they be there?
Because there's going to be some awesome matchups. I mean, you know, from the beginning, there's going to be unbelievable matches there. Joe Dubuque and Matt Valeni are wrestling. That's a crazy matchup. And, you know, there's so many Division I guys competing, very high-level matchups. So, first of all, great matchups, but also, you know, it's a great cause. I know Adam really put a lot of work into this. And it was a really special cause to him. And Adam is very special to all of us. So, to honor Adam, it's great to have people there. Showing support for that, and I mean, it'd be great for me to have more people there because it really pumped me up when I wrestled too.
Yeah, that's a selfish aspect.
I want more people there.
Yeah, right. So a little selfishness, that's okay, buddy. I perform better in front of a crowd too. All right, you know what? This has been special. It's not often I get to talk to a two-time round of 12 guys, second team All-Ivy, Cliff Keene, Invitational champion, EIWA champ, second team All-Ivy, Keystone Classic twice, champion. I remember 07-08. I'm looking forward to this year, but I'm looking forward to seeing you. A little more relaxed, but the competition's all real, baby, at the Adam Fry Classic, July 17th. Raleigh, thanks for taking the time. This has been very enjoyable.
Well, thanks for talking.
All right, buddy. Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. We appreciate this opportunity on behalf of all of us involved with the Adam Fry Classic. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you July 17th at Rider. It'll be the Adam Fry Classic number 2. Get your tickets online now. You can find out more information on theopenmat.com, or if you listen to this, you can click on the banner or the link. Okay, get your tickets in advance, save a couple bucks, but either way, I know you're going to enjoy your day at Rider, the second annual Adam Fry Classic. For all of us, for Raleigh Peterkin, this is Scott Casper speaking. Thanks for listening.